17-year-old Trent Mays and 16-year-old Malik Richmond face several charges. Prosecutors and defense attorneys yesterday focused on the alleged victim's intoxication and whether she consented to sexual activity. Special Prosecutor Marianne Hemmett said the alleged victim was too impaired to say no.
She's sitting in the street, vomiting. Somebody takes her clothes off. Trent Mays unzipped a woman's shorts. These boys not only confess to the sex acts that were performed by Michael DeSoto, but they also brag about their knowledge of how impaired she was.
Mays attorney Brian Duncan says the prosecution cannot prove its case.
Trent Mays did not rape the young lady in question. The prosecution cannot and will not be able to establish and substantiate the same.
The case has divided the community amid allegations that more students should have been charged. It has also led to questions about the influence of the local football team among the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff Fred Abdallah told reporters yesterday those questions frustrate him.
Slandered their names. Threats have been made to bomb people's houses. Threats have been made to come in and kill the kids at Steubenville High School. Parents were bringing their 5-year-old kindergarten children out of school because of threats being made. That's what was frustrating.
Witnesses who testified yesterday gave conflicting accounts of the alleged victim's condition on the night of the attack.